With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
fanboy, this one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high
Absolutely.
Standards. And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu. You know the drama
is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you. Hi.
Happy Wednesday.
We had a photo shoot yesterday.
A photo shoot.
We had like mirrored floors. We had a car.
We had wind machines. Honestly.
It was, wow.
Just for instance, like get a hairdryer.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah.
Like it's something about it framing your, like the hair framing your face.
And
in
it,
like almost,
it just like lifts it,
it
and just
does.
Gives it movement.
Honestly, I'm going to hate all the pictures without the wind machine.
It just like brings your hair to life.
Yeah, like it's bizarre. Even with the bob, you know.
Do you reckon we can get a little wind machine hooked onto our iPhones when we take our Insta pics?
I think you can get those little fans that you do hook onto your iPhone.
Because that would be
so that
nice.
Would be a little selfie mode activated.
Mm.
Equally, a hairdryer on the cool setting would also
yeah.
work. You
it
know.
Honestly makes all the difference.
It was literally phenomenal. Mm. So I
we
think
had our hair and makeup done. We felt very glam.
That's our
My
discovery
hair looked
of the week.
The best it's ever looked
Sophia's
yesterday.
Sophia's hair. Now, I said it multiple times to her and to the hairstylist. I was like, Sophia's hair has never looked so good.
It now, never has, and it never will.
I wish we watched intently. Well, we did. We did.
So he basically,
very specific way of curling.
Hailey Bieber curled.
Kind of like undone, beachy, like messy, like almost like you'd slept on your waves.
Yeah,
you know
like
what
it
I mean?
Wasn't, it was almost like quite tight waves, but it wasn't big, loose waves.
So it wasn't like big, bouncy waves
no.
that kind of curl away from your face. It was like mermaidy in a way,
yeah.
but it wasn't with like a mermaid
no,
tongue.
No, it was fascinating.
It was
so
incredible.
He like curled one hair, because when I curl my hair, I curl it all away from my face.
Yeah.
But he curled one strand towards my face, one strand away from my face.
And also
and he
didn't get the end of the hair.
Yeah,
in.
So there was like a straight
all the
bit.
Top.
At the end,
yeah,
and not at the top, yeah.
But and then he
kind of like straightened it after he curled it. Oh, it was amazing.
Mark, you are a very talented
hair,
man.
Hair by Mark Hayhurst.
Hair by Mark Hayhurst. You are a blessing to this earth. Thank you
Phenomenal.
For your services to the hair industry,
to the country.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
we
you.
Appreciate you. It was absolutely incredible.
So happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday.
Time for some boy talk.
Let's.
How
just...
are we feeling about men this week? How are we feeling about boys? Do we like them? Do we
no,
not?
I'm feeling. We're feeling pretty positive generally. We're having a great
time. I'm meeting my boyfriend's mum today.
She is. Wait, so is it happening this evening?
I think so, yeah.
So it's happening straight away this evening. You're not getting to settle into Norfolk.
No. Just going.
What are you wearing?
Don't know. Do I just go in joggers? Do I go in jeans? Like, I don't want to sit in the car in jeans.
But what if she's very glam? You don't know. Like, what if she's just very glam? She's like, oh, Sophia, I'm wearing joggers.
I'm a tramp. Like, I've got these joggers. I've only got one pair. I fucking spilt my lunch on them. I've got a stain on them.
These joggers you're wearing currently? Goodness me, she's a mess. She's not prepared.
I'm not. She's going to think,
just a classic pair of jeans. You've just got your jeans and your bomber.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like, is your classic outfit that is just like a
but
Sophia
then do I,
outfit.
Do I wear that on the journey to go?
Oh, what? So is it straight away? You're not getting a break?
No, I'm pulling up to the house.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. I've not thought this through.
I'm pulling up to the house.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, you meant to. No, yeah, travelling joggers. It's your travel outfit. Yeah. What does she expect? I'm sorry, Mum, but what do you expect from me to travel in jeans? I don't think so. Jesus Christ. Your expectations are way too high for me.
Lower the expectations.
Lower the expectations already. I can feel the pressure building.
And I'm there for like the weekend.
Oh my God. No.
No, I'm excited to like meet her, but it's just scary.
It's
like meeting your boyfriend's mum is scary.
I think.
Especially because they're so close. It's like, oh my God, this pressure.
It's not. Like, the thing is, like, she wants to love you.
Right.
Like, unless, I don't know, she's, you know, she is quite bitter and jealous. Because I know some mothers are in love with their sons. Mm. And the worst thing for them is when they get a girlfriend. So it's on either end of the spectrum. But
no, I don't get those
no,
vibes.
No, she won't be like that. I'm just saying.
There
I've heard
some
stories. Because they're so in love
that
with their
sons.
Feel
like their the girlfriend takes the son away.
Yeah. And then it's like, never good enough. Mm. Never good enough for the son.
Well, wish me luck, guys. I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
She's going to be so nice. As soon as you see her, it'll be fine. And then you won't even be thinking about it.
Yeah, it's just the anticipation.
Have you seen a picture?
Yeah, I've seen her on FaceTime.
Okay, so she... she's met her before then. What were you talking about?
Well, no, I haven't spoke to her on FaceTime.
Okay.
But I've just seen her.
Right, so you've heard her interact.
Eye. Right, yeah.
So we know what she looks like. That's fine. Yeah, it's not like you're expecting, you know. Right.
So wish me luck, guys.
She's going to be absolutely fine. This is her charm. How are you going to walk into the home?
Hi.
A little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
It's a bit of role
compliment
play.
Compliment the home.
Compliment the home is key, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a beautiful home you've got here.
Mm-hmm.
I love that chandelier piece. Mm-hmm.
Love the rug.
That rug is... Where'd you get that from?
Mm.
I love that rug.
Mm.
Oh my God, you smell amazing. God, what have you got cooking? Smells delicious.
Oh my gosh.
I can see where my boyfriend got his good looks. Right? You're absolutely stunning.
Absolutely breathtaking.
For your age. Right.
For your age.
That's imagine insulting. That's such a backhanded compliment. You're so attractive for an old lady.
That is so backhanded. That is not nice. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week.
Okay, so the poll has changed since we last looked.
Right, okay.
Jesus Christ, you're crazy people.
Oh, actually, they're trying to be super chill.
I don't know.
No.
Listen, would you
Stop faking it. Stop lying to
us. Would you date someone with the same name as your ex?
No.
No.
A resounding no.
It's disgusting. I feel sick in my mouth. So the poll is 50-50.
Oh, come off it,
so
guys.
50% said...
You're lying to yourself.
50% said, doesn't bother me. I think you're lying.
You're lying.
You're lying.
Wake up and take a hard look in the mirror.
Yeah,
why are you lying to
freak.
Us?
Freak.
Mm.
What, go on a date with the same name as your ex?
No.
I'd be sick. And then the other 50% says, oh, not for me.
Mm. I guess you can kind of think, like, oh, it's not a big deal, call them a nickname. But even when I was like on... So when I used to use Hinge.
Yeah.
Back when I was, you know, single. If someone
Hinge.
With my ex's name came
Ooh.
Up, it would be an automatic
swipe.
Decline.
Yeah, disgusting.
I would not even if they were the fittest person on earth, I wouldn't even matter. I'd be like, oh, no.
It's just negative connotations to the name.
And also, like, if I had the same name as my boyfriend's ex, I'd be like, oh, I'd be like, that would make me feel really uncomfortable.
It would make me, imagine my boyfriend's ex, his ex is called Cinzia.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
Because, like,
horrible.
You're saying that same name that you're like,
You're saying that same name to that.
Yeah.
No, not for me.
Like,
I think
nicknames can always be created, but for me personally, it's just a no.
No, it's just a hard no. Like, just find someone else called Brian.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We don't need to be going for the same name.
No.
Unless it's...
I'm thinking unless you say, like,
unless you've known them prior to your ex. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, well, that's just that Brian.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't see that Brian as, you know what I mean? Because that makes sense.
If you were friends with them and then you met, your dated this boyfriend and dumped him and you still had this friend, you know, like, then it could work.
But
if then you knew
it's all good for everyone else. Like, if you came to me and I'm one of your boyfriends called blah, 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 but like, are you okay?
Because then you're still, say if my ex-boyfriend was called Brian and my new boyfriend was called Brian, I'm always Sophia and Brian, you know?
Oh.
Like, oh, we're going to hang out with Sophia and Brian. It's the same. It's weird.
Oh, it's just negative connotation.
I'm not into it, to be honest. It puts me off.
But look, it's you mature people, you keep going on with your lives because I think you're amazing.
It's like when you don't want to call your child like a girl that you hated at school.
Exactly. It's
names have connotations.
It's like, I love the name, I don't know, I love the name, you know, Lorenzo.
Right.
But, you know, come across a few other Lorenzos in my life and it's just not for me anymore. Yeah. But it's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to live with these things sometimes. Mm. You know, and
put you off names. Yeah. It's normal.
And going for new people with the same name as people you know. No.
No, I'm not here for
it. Not for me.
Sorry, we're not taking that.
Not taking that today, unfortunately.
First dilemma.
Oh, lovely.
Meeting a one-night stand again.
Okay, go for it.
Hi, girls.
Potential love story.
Steady listener. Steady listener, I like that. For over a year now.
Oh,
and can't
thank
wait
you.
For a new ep every Wednesday.
What a lovely
thank
compliment.
So, anyways, to give you some background, around 3 months ago, I had a one-night stand. A rare act from me, by the way. Let's call him Brian.
Nothing wrong with the one-night stands.
Obviously, the morning after, I had a look at Brian's socials and noticed that he follows someone from my uni course. Let's call him Steve.
Okay.
I'm not particularly close with Steve, but I see him regularly.
Okay.
By the way, the one-night stand with Brian was weird and awkward, so I'd definitely rather not see him again.
Okay.
I must have had beer goggles on because he's just not my type at all.
Right,
okay.
Or, yeah.
Fast forward to now, someone else from my course is having a birthday party in a few weeks and said we can invite our other friends if we wish.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I just had this vision that Steve is going to invite Brian.
Right.
From what I remember of Brian, he did seem like a nice person, so I can't imagine the ordeal ending horribly.
Right.
But just wanted to save myself from any possible embarrassment.
Yeah.
So my question is, what would you do if you see a one-night stand in public again?
Right.
Obviously, I'd say hi to Steve, but do I fake introduce myself to Brian? Like, what if Brian has already told Steve he recognised me?
Right.
Or, like, do we keep it a secret? Like, how do we go about introducing? Or do I act as if I already know Brian, but what if he genuinely doesn't remember me or if he did pay, blah, blah, blah. Would love to hear your opinions on this and I admire your approach to life, lol.
Right.
Thank you. I think
in this situation, you just got to own it.
I get the awkwardness.
Me too.
Because the last time you saw Brian, you were drunk.
And he probably was too.
Yeah. It was a different type of vibe. Right. It was just the two of you.
Yeah.
And you've not spoke since. It's a one-night stand. You kind of don't think you're going to run into a one-night stand again.
Right. It's kind of like a one-and-done kind of thing. But look, let's do a bit of role play. If I saw, you know, if you kind of know it's coming, just a little wave, hi, little giggle, laugh it off, a little, you know, one arm hug.
Yeah, and also, and, like, you are going to a party.
Yeah, there's going to be other people around. There. It's not like it's you two being shoved in a room with Steve.
It's going to be very busy.
Yeah, like
a lot of noise, a crowd, you know, it's not just going to be you two in a room.
I think own it. Also, I think just get it out of the way. Just go say hi and then it's done. Mm. Otherwise, all night you're going to be like, well, there's that fucking guy over there that I fucking slept with last week and he's not said anything. Mm. I've not said anything. Does anyone know?
Yeah.
Has he said anything to anyone? Mm. Have I said anything to anyone?
I think be super confident, own it.
Me too. Walk in with a big smile on your face, own the room, you know?
And that will just be like really good vibes.
Absolutely.
And then you can just be like, oh my God, hi. Like, didn't know you were going to be here. Yeah. Like, how are you?
Laugh it off. I haven't seen you since last Thursday. How was that for you?
So weird.
Just own it.
Last
week, fun, hey?
Just like laugh at yourself, be confident, and then it's just forgotten. It's like,
it's not a big deal. Do you know? It's only a big deal because you know it happened to you. And, do you know what I mean? Don't let it take control.
No,
just be confident. These things happen. You know, this is life. Running into people that you know what I mean. That's just part of life.
Don't worry about it. I feel like you're making it scarier than it needs to be. It's really super chill when you think about it.
I think confidence is key. Mm. I think it looks worse if you're like hiding in a corner.
Absolutely.
Just like be confident. Yeah, we slept together last week if anyone asked. Yeah. Like who fucking cares? If anyone's making a big deal out of it, then that's their own problems.
Mm-hmm. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Baby. Should I leave my relationship because of what he did before we were together? You can't really hold people's past over their heads though, can you?
That is an interesting
but the thing
topic.
Is, if I was entering a new relationship, say I had some, I don't know what I've done in my past, but say that they were like,
dark secret.
Heard something about
skeletons
my...
Skeletons in the closet.
Like, yes, all my skeletons. And he found out about my skeletons and then was like, ooh, I can't go ahead with this. Then you'd feel a bit hurt because that's a bit shit, isn't it? But
also it's like you're finding out who they are as a person. You know, are so they just like just... this to impress you? What are they really like? You know, what have they done in their prior?
God, yeah, because it's scary. Because if I started dating someone and I heard some dodgy shit, I'd stay clear. Say you've been to prison in the past. Like, all right, a felon is not for me, you know?
Do I want to marry a convict? I'm not sure.
Not sure. Don't want to have a kid and then...
Conjugal visits, I'm not sure.
Not sure if I can have, you know... have birth a baby while you're locked up, you know?
Behind bars. In the shackles.
Okay, hello, girls. I hope you're both doing well. I started listening to the podcast about a year ago. You've honestly helped me level up my life.
Wow.
Have you got that much to owe to us? I think we deserve more than just a little, you know.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that people actually, like,
I feel like we need to level up our lives.
I know.
You know.
I just don't think people are listening. Like, I just don't really buy it.
You're both such positive inspirations to women of all ages.
Of all ages,
to the old and the young, hey?
Wow, she's bigging us up. Wow. She's making me feel good.
My head's getting bigger as the day goes.
I'm not
going
to be able to leave and I'm going to fit through the door.
I'm not going to fit through the door. Jesus Christ. Right, so back in March/April, time I started seeing someone. We will call him Brian. Absolutely. At the start of it, is anyone actually called Brian?
Like, I know. Who's calling it like baby Brian? Who's calling
Does
me?
Anyone actually know a Brian in this day and age?
If you know a Brian, tell us on Instagram.
Do we know a Brian? No.
No.
I don't think I've ever met a Brian.
No, I don't think I have. Oh my God, wait. Brian at our management. Big Brian.
Oh yeah. Brian. Top dog Brian.
Top dog so Brian.
Okay, so maybe it's got those kind of connotations then. Kind of a top dog.
Baller Brian.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. At the start, it wasn't anything serious. We had fun together, went on dates, laughed together. We just enjoyed being around each other. Mm. Everything felt light and easy. We just clicked. Oh,
that's the best.
What a blissful time to start, hey? After around about 2 months of seeing each other 2 to 3 times a week, he told me he had really deep feelings for me.
Wow.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Lovely thing to be told.
Tell me more.
I also had feelings for him. But I promised myself more time to recover from my previous long-term relationship before jumping into anything.
Okay, I respect that.
I understand that. At the time, I thought the best thing to do was to give each other some space to make sure we weren't rushing into anything.
Very mature.
So mature.
Wow.
Head screwed on, lovely approach to life. I later went on a weekend away with my girlfriends. Brian and I didn't speak much for the days I was away, but when I came home, he told me that he really wanted to make things work. Mature and lovely. And that he's in love with me.
Whoa.
Brian, don't scare
me
away.
Let's put the brakes on a little bit.
Again, my response was that I just need some time. Okay, Brian. Later on in the week, I saw an old flame on a night out. We instantly hit it off again, reminisced on old times, and we ended up sleeping together that night. Poor
you
Brian.
Rebelled against Brian.
Yeah, you were thinking, I can't be in love. I can't be in
scared.
Love. You got scared. That always happens when the love comes a bit too early. Like, you're not girlfriend and boyfriend yet, do you know what I mean? And we're already unsure, you just dropped the album. It's scary.
It is.
Because you're clearly not there. Yeah.
It's a bit concerning.
Yeah. I didn't speak to my old flame after this. Okay, lovely.
Okay, so it was a one night.
It was just a one night thing, but it was a rebellion, sure. Brian, no! Rebel. The Brian weeks following the night out, if Brian knew, God, shatter him. Nothing on you, though. Don't worry. You've got to do what you've got to do. But
you're
poor
right.
Brian.
Yeah, fuck.
The weeks following the night out, I started seeing Brian again. Okay.
Okay.
Slowly but surely. No, this is good. You need time sometimes. There were more sparks than ever before. Jesus. Wow. And
it's
we
electric.
Have been closer than ever, ever. Wow. This is a movie. One night we had a very deep chat. I told him I had slept with my old flame and he kicked off. I appreciate your honesty, though.
Yeah, but I also, you know? I don't blame Brian for that reaction.
You know,
I'd be livid.
That would be the end for me.
I'd end it. Yeah, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah, that because no. I told you how I felt and you went to sleep with someone else.
Wow.
Disrespect. Nothing but, on you, no, though. You're going to do what you're going to do. This is live. But you know what I mean. Gosh.
Oh, God.
Please don't feel bad. You did what you had to do.
Yeah, I did what you had to do.
But if that was to me,
I'd be pissed.
Fireworks.
Off.
Right. I'd made him feel as though he'd been cheated on. But really, you've done nothing wrong.
No, you haven't.
You know, in principle, you had no loyalties to Brian. He was the one saying he was in love with you. You were just seeing each other. There was no exclusive label. Anyway. And said we would never have done, and said he would never have done this to me. Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think.
Which I understand.
Yeah. But like, well, I wouldn't do that.
Because he loved you.
Right.
Right. But you're not at love yet. So you don't owe him anything.
Listen, we can justify your actions to the ends of the earth. We stand by you.
We stand by you. We'd have maybe done the same if we were in a freaking out.
Trying to rebel, for sure.
I was deeply apologetic and explained I was very confused at the time. Absolutely. Yeah. That is a fine. Look, you had no loyalties to him. You had never said that it was just you and him forever. Do you know what I mean? Skipping to the present, we have now been officially together for four months. Oh, what a lovely ending to the story.
Wow.
Brilliant.
What's going wrong?
Right. So you've been girlfriend and boyfriend for 4 months to this day. We have a very happy and healthy relationship. And I've never been so happy and content within myself and in my healthy relationship.
Lovely.
However.
Oh.
Everyone.
What's the hell?
We're not done yet. There's still three paragraphs.
Fuck me.
However, last night I woke up and had the strangest urge to go on his phone. I did not see this coming.
This is a curveball.
What a plot twist, ladies and gentlemen. We did not see this from Brian tonight.
I was not.
We thought he was loyal through and through, but here we go. We're going on his phone.
I thought he was in love.
Goodness me. Just shows how they can blindside you, hey? He really pulled the sheet over your eyes, didn't he?
He really did. They're clever when they want to be.
Clever,
you know?
When they want to be. Manipulate you when he wants to be. He said he'd never do that to you. Look what he's doing now. Let's just see what he's done.
Stay tuned.
I'd never been on his phone.
What a cliffhanger.
We could just end it here. Yeah. Maybe come back next week. Part two will be up in a couple of days. Thank you. Imagine. Right. I'd never been on his phone before, so I never felt the need to.
So why did you feel this need? Where does this instinct come from,
well,
you know?
Sometimes it's an intuition, it's a gut feeling.
Am I
going to
wake up in the middle of the night and think, oh, I must look.
I must look. Sometimes it is just a feeling.
Yeah.
Right, so this is what she found. I found deleted messages with his ex-girlfriend. Turns out, whilst I was on my weekend away with the girls, he...
No! Don't you
The way
dare.
He guilt-tripped you for what you did. Listen to what he's just done.
I am furious.
I'm sorry, this is dumpable.
It's a sackable offense.
Because you were honest with him.
No.
He
don't
lied.
Don't you give me that shit now.
You know?
Now you've trapped me in and I love you 4 months in.
Yeah.
Now
Swat.
I'm going to find out. Way back then. No, I hate that shit.
No, but the thing is,
manipulative.
You were having a deep chat. You bared your heart and you were honest. You said, look, this is what happened at the week. I'm going to be honest. I slept with an old friend.
Yeah. That was the time for him
to be like, look. I'm so glad you said
this
because
made mistakes.
I, you know, fucked up this weekend too.
Yeah.
But no, he made you feel worse.
Wow.
To manipulate you.
Wow.
Wow. What a fucking little psychopath.
A nasty boy.
Nasty. Right. Turns out Whilst I was on my weekend away with the girls, he had spent the entire weekend with his ex-girlfriend,
no!
going out for dinner, cinema, and staying at her place.
Oh my God, I'm shocked.
This shook me to my core.
I've never been so shocked in the history of the girls' bathroom.
Heartbroken.
Are you fucking joking?
I pretended
You've been out
nothing.
On dates.
Disgusting.
And then that weekend
and he deleted
he
them from his
and
phone.
Told me that you love... Wow.
Freak. But that was obviously his way to rebel against you not coming back with the I love you. But the way he couldn't be honest.
Wow.
Coward is the word. So heartbroken, I pretended I knew nothing. I woke him up and asked him when the last time he'd spoken to his ex was.
Nice.
He lied straight to my face.
Fucking idiot.
I then showed him the messages I'd found.
Yeah, you go
and
on,
he
girl.
Told me everything. Said he had slept with her that weekend, but hadn't spoke to her since then. I feel sick. I feel sick. The way he made you feel so guilty for doing nothing wrong.
No.
Nothing wrong. I'm sorry we had pity for Brian at the start of this conversation.
Absolutely, Brian.
Fuck Brian.
But also the fact that...
But he could have just been honest and you could have worked through it and then been in a better place. You know what I mean? Because you both fucked up kind of thing. But he made you feel so bad. Made you feel so bad.
Don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. So he's saying he hasn't spoken to her since. But she's still in the picture, though. If he can still so
summon
easily
like that.
Reach out to his ex, have an amazing weekend and sleep with her like that, she still thinks something's going on there.
For sure.
You know? Like, there's no way you haven't spoken to her. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
He then says he was never going to tell me because he knew I'd leave. Right, so he said that he was never going to tell me because he knew I'd leave. Well, then.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Because you're treating me like shit.
That's what I hate. Do you know what? It's like they... hasn't told you until you're almost in too deep to where you really care about him.
Exactly, because now you don't know what to do.
Now he knows, oh, she's going to find it so much harder to leave now. Because if I'd have told her when it would happen, you would have just sacked it off.
Exactly, Sophia's hit the nail on the head.
I had a friend like this who, she was seeing this guy and then she went on a girl's holiday and he went on a lad's holiday.
Yeah.
And then
I remember
it was like, okay, well, we're kind of seeing each other, so neither of us are going to sleep with anyone.
Right.
And then they got, she was very well behaved. Yeah. You know, she didn't sleep with anyone, didn't entertain anyone when she could have easily. And then they both got back from their holidays. And then they were both like, no, nothing happened with anyone. And he was like, no, nothing happened with anyone. And then he asked her to be his girlfriend. She obviously said yes. They've been seeing each other for like 6 months, right? Now
she's like, I'm
in love.
In deep.
And then he fucking decides to tell her, by the way, I can't carry this guilt anymore. On that holiday, I did sleep with someone.
You lied to me.
I knew if I'd have told you when I got back from that holiday before in a relationship, you would have just left.
Yeah.
It's so manipulative.
So manipulative.
I hate it.
It's like, yeah, because it's poor treatment. Why am I going to stay if I knew?
I think it's so selfish. It's so like, yeah,
selfish.
So you knew I wouldn't leave. You know I'm not going to leave now because I'm in too deep. But you knew if you told me at the start, I would have. I think I hate
it. It's exactly the same situation,
I think it's the worst.
So, I'm heartbroken.
It's so cruel.
So, it's
and
just...
And so premeditated.
But also, it's just like, if you had any kind of respect for me, you know, obviously you don't, because you just be honest.
But it's also like, let me make my own decisions.
Right, don't tell me you think I'd leave, you know?
Yeah.
Right, so, the last paragraph. I'm heartbroken. I honestly don't know what to do think. I'm not upset that he slept with her, as I have no right to be. We weren't together and I'd also slept with someone else. I'm upset he lied about it for so long.
Absolutely.
How are you meant to trust someone who can so easily lie about that? And even when you asked him to his face, he still lied until you showed him the proof. So what was he going to do? Keep lying?
He would have kept up that lie.
You know, thinking, oh, I'm just lying to her. Fuck off. That's so shit.
So that weekend when you were off with your mates trying to give each other space because of how much you were liking each other.
He hit up his ex.
And also, didn't just sleep. Dates.
Also, yours was just like a little one-night stand. He went on fucking dates, stayed at a place, went to cinema. Fuck that. That's girlfriend, boyfriend shit. I'm upset he lied about it for so long. He had this chance. He had his chance to come clean when I did.
Exactly.
Because you were honest and a good person.
He tried to guilt trip the fuck out of you.
Yeah. And knowing he did more wrong, I think.
Deceitful.
No. He could have just told me when we were having this chat 4 months ago and we could have moved on from it. Exactly. He's a twat. He's a twat. And if I hadn't have gone on his phone, I'd have never known that it happened. Should I throw away what we have now because of what he did before we were together?
Should.
Help. For reference, I'm 20 and he's 22. Look, you're 20.
Break up with him.
Fuck him.
I'm sorry. No.
What a twat. The thing is, like, listen, You could plod along for like another year. Do you know what I mean?
For what?
But for what? That's what I'm saying. But it'll always come down to you can't trust him.
You can't.
And you'll be like, God, I should have just ended it when I fucking found out if you keep going on now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact it will end the way it could end now. Do you know what I mean? So just sack it off. Say, because look, also, you like, deceived me. You lied to me. I can't be with a liar.
You can't trust him.
No, how am I meant to trust you and love you? I won't be able to look at you the same
it's
now.
Like, what? So if I've got to look at your phone every night just to keep tabs.
And the thing is, exactly. And the thing is, he's going to make you feel bad.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, but you've slept with blah, blah. No.
No.
It's not about that.
There's a big difference.
There's a big difference in what you did, and you fucking lied to me for 4 months and proceeded to lie to me even when I asked you to your face.
Mm.
And that's the facts. You can't be with a liar.
You've been plodding along whilst he's been carrying this secret. Like, you were upfront. Like, yeah, you both slept with someone. The technicalities, you both did the same thing before you were official. Yeah. But the difference is, the weekend after it happened, you said to him, look, I've got to be honest. I slept with someone. I slept with this old flame, blah, blah, blah. That was his chance.
He had a massive chance
to say, I did the same thing.
Right.
Whereas instead, he made you feel so guilty. You said you were deeply apologetic.
Yes.
I bet he made you fucking work hard.
And I quote, this is what he said to you. I wouldn't do this to you.
He fucking did.
Because he said, I wouldn't have done this to you.
No, I'm sorry.
There,
he is so deceitful.
Knowing the weekend
manipulative.
Wow. Disgusting.
Piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Disgusting. Like, you leave that right now. Disgusting.
If you don't leave that, I'm going to be so angry.
He's trying to manipulate you and twist you. Because I know for a fact now he's probably trying to make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But also, like, this is his character.
Yeah. It's not going to change.
It's only going to seep out into other areas of your relationship the more comfortable he gets.
Exactly. Because you don't even know him fully yet.
If you do anything, please just
leave.
Get out now.
Listen,
please.
You're 20.
I'm begging
you. You're 20. Get out.
I am actually begging you on my knees.
What a freak. I hate that. It's made me furious.
I hate that.
Who do you think you are lying to me like that?
I would never have done that to you. Do you know
fuck
how manipulative
off. Sat
that
there
is.
Knowing what he's done that weekend. How disgusting.
Wow. The fury that I've got inside of me right now. Just keep on moving through the beat. Okay, more lighthearted.
Right.
Let's change gears.
Let's lift the spirits.
Back on track. Last week we were talking a bit about Halloween.
One of
you has asked us.
What a lovely topic.
Couple costumes, yay or nay.
Absolutely a yay.
For context, me and my boyfriend are 20 years old and I've been together for 2 years in January.
Aww.
Unfortunately, last Halloween we were in lockdown, so we didn't get to see each other. This is our first Halloween together.
Aww.
I love my boyfriend. However, recently when discussing couple Halloween costumes, he mentioned that I can dress up and he will go out with me, but he's not dressing up.
Oh, lighten up.
Help. Am I wrong to be feeling angry about this? I'm his girlfriend. Why doesn't he want to dress up in a cute costume with me? I don't really have any close friends who I can dress up with or go out with either.
Right.
P.S. Any good couple costume ideas?
Right. Lighten up, boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I get it. You're going out, the two of you. He's like the boy. He doesn't want to be embarrassed.
He doesn't want to feel stupid.
So I think what you should do here is compromise. And I think just say to him, look, like, why don't you just wear black t-shirt, black jeans, and I'll put you some face paint skeleton on.
And then you could go as a matching skeleton.
Yes.
You know, in like a dress.
And that is subtle.
Subtle.
You're not having to put too much effort in.
Yeah.
You know, he's not being like bent out of shape.
Yeah, totally.
Or like maybe just get him like a white lab coat and just put some ketchup
blood on it
so it's blood.
But a bit of red lipstick, you know. I mean, come on. And if he's not down with that, then the people who are going to see him on this night out, they're not going to know him.
Mm.
No one's thinking, it's Halloween.
Also, it's Halloween.
No one's thinking anything of it. If I see someone dressed up to the nines, I'm thinking, wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you made an effort while I'm sat here in my shit outfit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What's some couple Halloween costumes?
Couple ones are...
Jasmine and Aladdin.
Jasmine and Aladdin. Bagsy.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. and Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
That's what Lydia's going as.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could do like a Cinderella and a Prince Charming.
Yeah, like, you know,
that's very
princesses
classic.
And prince.
You know, because a prince is just kind of got to be in a suit.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Why doesn't he just wear a tux and go as James Bond?
Yeah, James Bond, get a little
very
fake
relevant.
Gun.
Yeah.
You know?
Tuxedo.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a couple thing, but you know, quite
You could be a Bond girl.
For him. Bongo would be nice.
Mm.
Bongo would be very nice.
Barbie and Ken.
Bob, classic.
He's just got to wear like a Hawaii shirt.
If he's blonde, he's already there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be very... Hawaiian shirt.
And shorts.
And shorts, and that's
and
it.
Loafers.
And that's it. Loafers, and that's
it.
Because then when he's with
makeup,
you...
No makeup, nothing like that.
No, because when he's with you and you're dressed up as Barbie, you're going to know clearly that you're Barbie and Ken, hey?
Oh.
Very easy.
Very easy
for him. So if he can't be reasonable and, you know, do a really simple costume.
I do get
you.
It from like a boy's perspective.
Me too, but it's
not
like
so much their thing.
Lighten up.
But it's
know?
Halloween. Let's have fun.
Let's have fun. Like, it's just fun. Like, you love me. Come on. Mm. Like, let's have fun.
Maybe compromise and do something subtle.
Yeah.
Maybe he's imagining you wanting to dress up in this whole costume.
Yeah.
So maybe just be more like, no, it can be chill. Like, you know? Okay.
But like, equally, if it's something with like face paint, you know, no one's even going to recognize them anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because if you maybe show him on YouTube, like men's, because they look sexy.
Oh my God,
like
a skeleton
on a man's face can look really good.
Yeah.
Maybe show him that and then he might be like, oh, quite like it.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Lovely. Right, buckle up. The engagement is off. Gosh.
So dramatic.
Hi, girls. If you'd asked me a couple of days ago, I'd have told you that I was well and truly set for life with my fiancé. Shit. Oh, the way life can just hit you,
throw
right?
a curveball. Life can change in a flash.
As heartbreaking as it was, we realised we weren't right for each other anymore. Jesus. Oh, gasp.
Fuck me.
How scary.
Petrifying.
That's actually really scary. And it's made it so much more difficult that we split up because we love and care about each other's future than to have broken up on bad terms. So I could easily get over him. Right. So it's like you've still got love for this guy. He's got love for you. Why can't we just make it work? I wish we were angry at each other.
Harder.
Right. So now I've got a whole week of dates lined up to help me try and forget about the situation and just have fun. Jesus Christ. That was quick, babe.
That was quick.
No spa trip, no trip with the girls.
That was fast.
You know, no Italy trip.
No alone time.
No alone time. We're just diving straight into the dating world. Wow.
Wow, that's brave.
But she's just here to have fun. She wants to distract herself.
Okay.
I get it.
Are we avoiding our feelings as well?
I know. I see what she means.
Don't try and bury the grief because it will come up.
I feel like you're trying to like see different types of men, just know that you're going to be fine kind of thing and just like expand your horizons. I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but also time to yourself to heal.
It's
bit of family
beneficial.
Time with your mum, just chilling at home with the dogs, you know, to kind of grow him. Mm. Anyway. And some of them were asking that I only talk to them after only 2 days of speaking. Jesus Christ.
No. Reverse.
We are not. You've just been engaged. Mm-hmm. We are not getting into a relationship.
Absolutely
for at least,
not.
Look, we're no poster girls for not. I mean, we didn't rush into anything. It was about roughly a year or so, a year.
A year.
So I'm giving you 6 months, you know, before it starts to like get feelings. Like, give yourself some time, please. You know? Goodness me. So I've been singing the Rihanna lyrics. You know I've got the sauce for the past 2 days.
You know I get the sauce.
You know I'm saucy. Right, so you just want to go out there, have fun.
Yeah.
I'm saucy. I'm sexy. I'm single. I'm flirty.
Hell yeah.
Come kiss me, boys. But at the same time, I'm torn apart because I feel as though I shouldn't be going on dates and hookups so quick after the engagement.
I mean, quick, babe. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's quick, but also, if this is what you're going to do, people heal and move on
in different ways.
If this is your way to feel distracted and, you know, happier
confident
going into the future, do it, you know? But at the same time, I'm torn apart. Blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, it's the easiest way to take my mind off the hurt.
Okay.
That I've lost my person that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. Girls, what do you think? What should I do?
Okay, I think going out, I do agree, like, it's a great distraction. Like,
100%.
Knowing that, like, other guys, you know, find you attractive. And like
it's
you said, you're still like, yeah, I've still got it. Like,
you know,
these guys all still fancy me. Like, yeah, like, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I just, and I think, you know, like Chintz, you said, if this is your way to distract and, you know.
Cope.
Yeah,
just...
then more power to you. But I would just say, I don't want you to just be like, you have to feel your feelings.
Because also, just one quick one. It's a like the dating and the hookup, it's a messy world and it might make you feel shit at times.
It's not always going to be good.
It's not all fun and rainbows. Like, you're going to meet some shit people who are going to make you feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't want that to be like one of your first few experiences and you're like, fuck this.
Miss my fiance.
Yeah, and then it just tears you apart even more because you're not having a good time. I almost think you need to go into the dating world, like secure, confident, stop. Over your ex kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I feel like you need to go into it not still
being torn apart, like you said, yes. that you're not with your person anymore.
Because you can't seek, these other people can't fix it.
They're also not going to replace.
No.
Because they're not him and they're not going to be him.
I think, yeah, I don't want you to also just keep like distracting yourself from your feelings, because inevitably, eventually, right. they're going to hit you. And it's almost like you either deal with it now and just let it come and just feel it and just cry it out and, you know.
Just a month
stop
of it.
Stop putting all this pressure on yourself to be out there and see someone else and get someone else and find another fiancé.
Right. And meet all these people and have all this fun, because
it's like it's either going to hit you now or it's going to hit you in 6 months, a year. Eventually you're going to feel it. So I feel like maybe get it over and done with now.
I mean, I think what me and Sophia would do is, look, go out with your friends, you know.
Alone time.
You know, go out with your friends, go out with your family, go on nights out, have fun. Mm. And if things happen, things happen.
But don't force it. Don't be on apps. Don't be seeking out dates. Don't be talking to all these different guys. Right. Like, you've been engaged.
Right.
Like, and now you're single.
It's a lot of healing process.
So you need to just, like, remember what it's like. Remember who you are. Remember what it's like to be single, you know. A lot of your plans for the future have changed.
Right.
So make those adjustments. You know, how does it feel not to be knowing you're going to marry him? You know, it's exciting. You think, okay, well, my life isn't going to be what I thought it was. You know, now I don't know who I'm going to meet. It's exciting. Don't find it daunting, but also, like, I feel like you're putting too much pressure on yourself to find someone else quick.
Me too.
Let me find someone else.
And I do think, like, the next, you know, guy that you're going to come into contact with, or the next guy you're going to have an experience with, he will just come on his own time. Mm. Like, he will just walk into
don't
your life.
Don't seek him out.
You know, kind of like, don't seek him out, especially at this time. Like, you might meet someone, you'll be like, look, this feels right, I'm going to go on a date. Like, it feels right. It just feels okay. Like, my gut's telling me, like, this is a good idea. Mm. But yeah, in terms of seeking out, I think it could end in tears.
I agree.
But like, our advice would be, go out to your friends. You know, if a guy comes along, you can have a really fun time and it's really fun. But I just don't want you to be disappointed, because single life isn't all, you know, incredible time.
Like,
it's, you know, it's not going to be all fun and games all the time. It is fun and games, but like, it's not all the time.
Mm.
So that's just what we'd say.
Hopefully, so you don't get too muddled emotions. I hope you've got, you want to keep a clear head.
Yeah, I hope you've got a few single friends or look, your family and your friends will have a lot of advice.
Mm. Take your time. Don't rush yourself to get over this. It's a
just
big life change. Like, ending an engagement, calling off an engagement is a huge decision. And
like you say, your life has been flipped upside down. Mm. So I just say, keep your life a bit calmer right now.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's just been through chaos. Mm. If it was me, I just want to be at peace and be at calm with myself first.
Absolutely.
Before I getting involved with other guys and shit like that. Because that's, especially like with you saying that they're
a lot of
wanting to be, you know, all for you already, being like, I don't want you to talk to anyone else. It's been 2 days, mate.
Chill.
It's been engaged.
You don't want anything intense.
You know, because now you've got to deal with their feelings and now you've got your own feelings to deal with. So
Have a dating break is our advice.
Yeah,
have a break.
That's our advice. Yeah.
All right, everyone.
Thank you for that.
Thank you guys for listening.
Happy Wednesday.
Also, if you're still listening, our loungewear has come out today.
Yeah, baby.
We have baby pink girls' bathroom apparel.
It's actually the cutest shirt.
So soft. It's so gorgeous. The fit is so nice. We've got a sweater. We've got shorts. We've got joggers. Oh. Go and have a look.
A new colour's going to come soon. We've also got a few other things coming. But they're going to kind of live on the site. They're going to be the classics.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thegirlsbathroom.com is where you can find all of that.
Indeed. So, on that note,
email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Love
ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.